get here? Huh?
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Hadig. How did I get here with me, Alexa? That is Jay. We got a very special guest with us.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Yeah. It's me again. It's Junie.
Junie! Welcome back. Welcome back to How Did I Get Here, where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. What do you think that means?
How did I get here?
Exactly.
Correct.
That's what it means.
Correct. Mm-hmm. No wrong answers here. Mm-hmm.
All right, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/divepods for full episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
How's everyone been?
Good.
Good.
Have you been?
Good. Got my coffee.
Ooh.
Is there anything we want to talk about? I feel like we missed a lot of questions because usually we have like a longer interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We have like a longer interview segment. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about? Anything you wanted to promote?
I recently had my first online concert.
Mm. Oh, lit.
Yeah.
What platform?
It was on Zoom.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Zoom? Okay.
It was through Zoom. It was like a small little concert that I had. Mm. It was my first time performing with a band.
Oh, like
yeah.
That.
So we had to do the whole reconstruction of the songs. Mm. And then I had a lot of fun. I had a special guest. Goes by the name Def, but he is JB from
GOT7.
He came through and he performed with me, and then it was a fun time.
Yo.
But then it just, you know, like it's an awesome time, but at the same time you really miss performing in front of people.
True. It's different. It's
yeah different. But anyways, I was very thankful, and we wrapped that up, and now I'm back into album mode.
Wait, Zoom is interesting. So does that mean like a select amount of people get invited to the call?
Yeah. Yeah, so like you purchase the tickets and you get… So you register for a ticket and then select people can go in and then watch. And then everyone has their… That's what I heard was everyone had their own cameras on and like… Mm. It felt a little, you know, live, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
Interesting. How that's many people?
Awesome. I'm not sure. Like probably like a little over like 200 people, but yeah.
Yo.
Nice.
I mean, come on guys. I am not even close to your levels.
You're going to stop putting yourself down right now. None of that behavior in
Alexa,
this house.
How many CCs did you sell on your last online concert?
Almost 7,000.
Wow.
Damn. Okay.
And damn. I'm not supposed to…
Junie, I'm here with you. I've never done an online concert, bro.
But you've done
you've done actual
concerts. You sold out tours. Shut up.
So the topic for today is the appeal of lo-fi music. What? What is lo-fi music? Please edumacate us.
Edumacate. Who's gonna?
All you, Junie. You're the song god.
Oh,
you're
okay.
The song writer.
Oh, but
you're the song.
We are all song. Okay. Okay. It says right here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, lo-fi means low fidelity. A term for music where you can hear imperfections that would typically be considered errors, like distortions in a recording process. But then people like kind of like it, you know? They like that style because it's different. So on YouTube channels like Chill Hop Music or Dreamy Cow. However, those mistakes become an intentional part of the listening experience. And listeners from around the world let the live stream play for hours and hours.
Yep.
I heard they use it for studying.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard… You guys heard of those, right?
Yeah.
Chill study for 24 hours.
Yeah, we'll have it on a cafe sometime too.
Mm, right. And then… And the channels that have boomed in popularity during the pandemic for sure.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
For sure.
No, because you hear a lot of topics about like lo-fi artists.
Mm-hmm.
And like how people rise up from the lo-fi ashes into like pop charts, right?
Mm.
But then I've always wondered what does lo-fi exactly mean? But I guess I got it figured out.
Mm.
It depends on like which… What you're talking about. Because like… Mm. A major record that is put into some type of filter… Or an EQ. And then, you know… That could be considered a lo-fi version. You know what I mean?
Mm. Right.
That's what people do, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You know like how people put it into like a concert hall reverb?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're listening… Yeah. So it's that kind of thing. That could be considered a lo-fi version. Or if you start off a brand new song when you're writing it… intentionally putting in… Like distortions or… intentionally putting in like coughs or like mic hits like… You know that kind of thing. Maybe that's considered… I don't know.
Really? So it could apply to all genres?
I feel like
I thought lo-fi was low-key either like indie or like R&B music with like 808s.
Like it's very like simplified. 808s but with like low bit rate.
Hold on.
Like really like…
For people like me who don't exactly know much about music, what is 808?
You don't know what…
808 is a… like really low…
it's like a bass thing? Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's from a drum machine long time ago. Like a really old hip-hop drum machine.
Yes.
So and they called it 808.
It goes very boom.
Yeah. I don't know where it originated. But I've heard it was originated from Hawaii. Somewhere.
No way, dude.
Yeah, for real, for real.
That's sick. Okay.
Isn't…
Okay.
Hold on. I don't remember my brain.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's used in hip-hop. But now it's used in almost everywhere.
Yeah. Splice.
Splice.
Splice. 808.
Do you make beats?
Very rarely.
Wow. You have the time to…
No. I usually just cut and tune my vocals. That's about it.
Ah.
That's about it. I don't rhythm tune either. I just like tune.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. I'm not going to geek up. But yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah. So lo-fi means that.
Huh.
What do you think? What do you think?
I mean… You've probably heard these. I mean, okay. So like the main like popular channel… You've probably seen on YouTube. It's like the anime girl writing at a desk. That continuous loop.
That's what I use with a cat.
That's lo-fi.
But that's from a famous animation film.
Wait, really?
Oh, it is.
What
anime
is
from
that?
Like a Studio Ghibli film.
Ghibli, yeah. The image. But like
I'm
that,
not sure which one it was. But.
The live stream is the lo-fi thing.
Wait, I use that. They just sound like chill beats.
Yeah, the chill
like
beats,
tight
man.
Bites. Like yeah. Tight vibes, yeah.
Chill beats.
So chill beats are basically like they came from… They're basically called like lo-fi, I think.
Huh.
I don't know. I think it got big from SoundCloud, to be honest.
I
what
believe
is
that.
Lo-fi?
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because have you… Are you an X fan? Like XXXTentacion? Do you…
Yeah. No. I listen to his music. Yeah.
So, Look At Me. That is like… That's a gain mess, right?
Yeah.
Everything is
it's
just
intentional.
Old, like drive, right?
Yeah.
Does that count as lo-fi then? That's so hard because
it's like
said
lo-fi
that.
Like… Maybe, yeah. But then, you know, if you think of lo-fi, it's like chill.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
embedded
like
in your head.
True. Lo-fi, Alexa. Lo-fi.
People who know…
Brain hurt.
Know.
Too
brain
much hurts. Terminology.
Take us to the next one.
So, people also stream these YouTube channels to set the tone for the other word. Okay, yeah. So, talk about that. Oh, okay. So, basic idea is this. The wordless music peppered with nostalgic sounds like the sizzle of a vinyl record.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's lo-fi?
I don't know. Who put this here?
How did it get here?
Mm.
Or, dude, my next album is lo-fi. What the heck? I didn't
even
know.
Do it, Eid. Do it.
So, a vinyl record neither so slow it makes you sleepy, nor so fast it makes you anxious. It's neither so boring you forget it entirely, nor so interesting. Also, it's something… Lo-fi music is something that like… Just kind of goes through. You don't like… You don't fully focus on it. Or you just totally ignore it. It's like…
Like
it's
elevator
there.
Music.
Yeah.
Elevator music.
That's
crazy.
My one connection I have.
It's the best analogy I've ever heard.
Like, I guess.
That's perfect for studying though, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
It's there to keep you company, but it's not there at the same time to like obstruct your thoughts.
So it's like musical white noise in a sense, I guess.
Right.
Oh, that was very well put together. Oh,
wow.
Thank you. I try.
Snaps for Alexa.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's cocooning?
That's a good question.
Cocooning?
Okay.
It's butterfly term, dude.
So, lo-fi. Okay. So, lo-fi wraps you in predictable, soft sounds, protecting your thinking from the unpredictable and harsh world outside. That helps you relax and focus. You get more done as a result. That is called cocooning.
What the hell is coming up with these terms, man?
I
what
don't
is
know.
Cocooning?
But I get it, though. Because when you're listening to chill music, you kind of just, you know, your guard's down. You're like in the zone and you feel, I don't know, safe?
I have my lo-fi on when I stream and I play Rust and all I feel
Rust.
Is pain and blood. So I never feel chill.
Is that why you quit Rust?
No, I haven't quit yet.
No
quit
chill.
Yet. Rust is my game. Yeah. Cocooning, that's so interesting. There's a term for how a certain genre of music makes you feel.
I guess.
Word both sabo?
Sabo
and other music experts use to describe the ultimate effect.
It's
cocooning, yeah.
Okay, as a music expert, have you ever heard the word cocooning?
Am I a music… Okay, first off, I don't know if I'm a music expert, but I've never heard of cocooning.
Okay. Mm. I don't know if I'm an expert either, but in my 10 years of music, I've never heard cocooning.
Yeah,
I've never
heard
cocooning?
No, and I don't even music, so…
You don't even
the
music?
You know.
Cocooning. All right, next topic.
All right.
Let's see. What are lo-fi hip-hop streams and why are they so popular?
EasyMusic at youtube.com.
Yes. Well said.
I wonder if it has to do with the amount of stress that the kids are having these days. If we get really serious.
I could see that.
You know what I mean? Because like the world is so different.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. And like kids nowadays are being put into much more stress than what we went through. Right. In terms of like education or you know…
Like socializing.
Socializing. And to get away from the stress, it's easier to like, you know, listen to lo-fi music than something that's kind of hard, you know, kind of like something that hits your eardrum like every like 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I know some people like listen to like lo-fi to study, but also some people listen to ASMR. But for some people that don't like ASMR, maybe lo-fi is what they gravitate towards.
I've actually really been vibing with ASMR. I'm not gonna lie.
Which ASMR?
Like cutting stuff.
Ooh.
Oh,
like the
like
plastic
that
cutting stuff.
Ooh.
And
plastic cutting.
Or like they'll cut like rubbers, like hard rubbers, and go.
Like with a hot knife.
Wait, what?
You haven't discovered hot knife? Oh.
Have you guys heard of the pressure? The pressure thing?
Yeah, the compression thing.
I like that one too.
That's awesome.
That's like visual ASMR though. Yeah. It's just so satisfying.
So satisfying.
Yeah.
No, but I've been vibing. I've been vibing with ASMR for sure.
I see you.
No, because like I didn't understand it before. I just thought it was like a weird thing.
Because I think we talked
about
this and you were like, what is that? Why? Like,
why would you ever listen to someone whispering into your ear like, ramen, ramen.
I kind of like listening to people chewing on food though.
Oh, you like that kind of ASMR?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of…
Am I weird? Sorry.
No,
I
mean,
think I'm weird.
To each their own, to each their own.
Yeah.
But I can't handle food eating noises.
Really?
That's not my thing.
All right. No, but I can't… Yeah, I don't like people who like chew with their mouth open. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like that sound. It's kind of like… Oh, it is kind of…
So do you like mukbang and everything?
Mukbang… Certain types. I don't like mukbangs that where they eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
I like mukbangs that are like just regular human amount.
Okay.
And then just enjoying like a nice meal. Like, oh, that's okay. But I don't watch it fully. I just watch it in a little bit. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Move on.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Heard of what?
Yeah. I've never heard of someone saying that they like the chewing noise.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's…
But I can definitely see a demographic for it.
Popular.
What's the appeal of it? Like what makes you go back and think like… Oh,
I think
today I'm going to go home.
I think it's for people who love eating. But then like maybe they're on a diet. Or maybe they're like…
It's a psychological thing.
Yeah. And then they're like… Oh, like you know…
The only time that I've objectively sought after and only watched videos of food was the 6 days that I was hospitalized and couldn't eat food. So I feel you. I feel you on that.
That's
a thing. I get it. If you really like food, then you're going to watch
ASMR. If you can't eat and you watch videos of food, doesn't that not make you hungry?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But then it doesn't. It makes you like… It satisfies.
Yeah. Secondhand satisfaction.
It's weird. It works. I've always like, you know, said, oh, that never worked. That's going to make you hungry. Mm-hmm. But then I've tried it. It works.
It makes me hungry.
Maybe if you watch a video of someone sleeping, you'll get secondhand like sleep satisfaction.
Or you know, there's people that have it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like mukbangs. And then they eat as well. So they eat the same thing. Or they eat something different that's not as tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say like they're eating like chicken breasts.
Mm.
Like a salad or something.
Yeah.
That they don't want to eat.
Oh.
So they're like, oh, this is what I'm eating.
In your mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
Damn.
That's so sad.
That's sad.
It is sad, but it's very…
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
That's the topic for today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to rest our weary ears with Alexis.
Oh, me?
Oh, wait. We should do Junie.
Yeah,
what?
Junie?
Do it again? Okay. We got my song again? Or should we do the song that I wrote?
Either or.
Anything? Okay. I got you. Guys. Let's listen to New Girl by Junie. I'm lost in maze, no wonder I don't.
고 싶어 친구 잘 나에 나 마주 본 거지 웃겨 발길이 멈춰버렸으니까 사람이 겹친다는 걸 그때 내 더 답답해 참 차라리 아예 몰랐다면 그게 더 쉬웠을 텐데 아예 말을 거가 뭔가 뭐라 불러야되니 관에 떠오는 경우의 숫자 늘 10백을 넘긴 순간 알았어 oh yeah 난 손부터 발끝까지 신경 쓸 나머지도 어색해 그러니까 yeah. 친구만 가지 yeah. 나는 잘 살아 아직도 잘 벌어 그게 내 문제야 이런 건 잘 몰라 okay, 나 향해 다가오는 것만 알아 내가 먼저 가는 건 내 본적 적어 어떨까 넌 여자들은 이런 거 잘 논 주제고 더 어색할까 배트 멘트 넌 생눈치 없게 전 탐색과는 말조 랩탑 봐도 못 찾거든 근거 차라리 말해줘요 웬만하면 안 돼 아무도 없는 곳으로 울자 난 난 갖고 싶어 친구 잘 나에 나 마주 본 거지 발길이 멈춰버렸으니까 New girl 일상에 한 번쯤은 나 그려보는 그런 영화 같은 만남이 지금이야 지금 이 다음 얘기가
Wow.
Ooh.
Wait, tell us about that song. Mm. How was it written? What is it about? Who's it about? What's her name?
Okay, I've said this a few times. It always the story kind of changes a bit. Okay, this is like the real facts.
Okay, the facts.
So this song was for I made this song with a producer named Dress. Ooh. And he used to be in Black Label. Mm. And then he worked on a lot of the Show Me the Money songs in the past with like Scienti and stuff. And then he got out of the company and then he was just making music and then he wrote one of the songs called UN Village by Baekhyun.
Yeah.
So
I love that song.
Yeah. That's a big hit song, okay. Right? And then and then I got introduced to him by a fellow songwriter of my, that I'm very close with. Mm. And then we collabed and we worked together on a song to sell again to Baekhyun.
Ooh.
And then it was a demo, obviously. Like we didn't know it would sell or not. It's just you make it and you send it over, and hopefully they'll like it. And then the song, when I was toplining the song, you guys like toplining, right? Mm-hmm. And then you know when you're toplining, you just say random stuff.
Yep. Yes, gibberish.
Yeah, and then during the hook, I was just saying some random stuff, and then I just came up with the word new girl. I don't know why I said it, but I went like new girl, right? And then just. It fit that particular section.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with it. And then we created the song. I finished all the lyrics, sent it over. And then I couldn't stop thinking about the damn song. And I'm like, I think I have to release it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I took it back.
You could do that?
Well, I was lucky enough to.
Wait, did they have it on hold?
They have a certain period of like a certain time period of when they're gonna listen to the songs that they're being sent over.
Right.
And then it wasn't they didn't get to listen to it yet. And so we sent it over, and then before I quickly contacted everybody, I contacted Tres Young and like other people that were in the song, And I'm like, can I use it for myself? And then he was super cool with it. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fortunate.
Damn. Shout out to Dress.
Swoopity swoop.
Shout out to Dress Young. And then, yeah. So we brought it back and then… Swoopity swoop. Swoopity. Sorry. Swoopity. It caught me off guard. Yeah, and then I put it out as my own, and then we released it as New Girl.
Well, thank God you did. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, I'm curious though. Mm-hmm. If you so that was at a song camp though, right? I'm assuming.
No, it was like a personal session with him at his studio.
Oh, okay, okay. That's
yeah, if it was
I guess.
A song camp, then you can't really do it. You can't really put it on yourself. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that you know. We've answered a lot of questions. It's time to answer questions directly from y'all. So we're going to hop right into that. This comes from Jinx918. Can people overcome fear or do we simply endure?
Ooh.
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 Have you guys ever overcame a fear?
I mean… There's different levels of fear.
Yeah. I mean like if you can't eat something like that's… Is that a fear? Or is it just like you just don't want to…
Have you guys ever been scared of riding a bike?
Now I am, yes.
Wait, what? That's
yeah,
not…
so yeah, we did overcome a fear. I was scared of riding bikes.
Same.
Yeah. Hey, but hey, you don't need to ride a bike. You can always walk.
True.
Right?
You're right. But moped. Overcoming fear.
And you got those two-wheeled things these days.
The two-wheel? What two-wheel things?
You just put your feet forward.
No.
Segways? I would
segways.
Fall.
Uh-oh. I always want to try those. Have you tried them before?
The big segways? Like the…
No. Just
not the ones with the handles.
Just the wheel with the foot things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I want to try those.
Those look dangerous.
Yeah. I've seen Mike Tyson on them and he fell. Did you see that video?
Nah.
If Mike Tyson can't do it, I can't.
Yeah. If Mike Tyson can't do it, damn.
Wait, what? Would it be the opposite? Mike Tyson's like huge.
No, but then he's like got like core strength, man.
Oh, true. Balance. Yeah. Balance.
He's got the balance.
You know he has a real tiger?
Yeah.
What? I learned that from The Hangover.
Yeah.
Is a real tiger.
He got rid of it though.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It got too dangerous.
Animal rights.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Animal rights too, yeah.
Y'all saw Tiger
Carol
King,
Baskin?
Come on. Yeah.
Tiger King, yeah.
Carol Baskin.
Let's
Can
go.
You believe that existed?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Kitty kitty, dude.
Because
banger.
Crazy.
One of the zoos was in my state, so yeah.
Wait, really?
Oklahoma.
Have you been to it? Have you been to it?
No. Oh, okay, I didn't know about it until I saw this thing come out, but I was so… like taken aback when I saw… I think it's Greenwood, Oklahoma. I don't know. But I was like… That place is like 4 hours away from my hometown. Wow. I was like, this is happening. My good state. What?
Man.
Wow. But, what's Oklahoma like?
Yeah.
Middle of the country. That's it.
All right. Question two.
Right.
Yes.
Our next question comes from Junie. Can you read that for us?
Yeah. Vivian says, hi. Love your podcast. By the way, do you guys organize/make playlists? Playlists? Do you like to group the songs by genre, languages, vibes, or what?
I love the little or sparkles what? Around vibes.
Yeah.
Sparkles.
Vibes.
Do you guys have playlists that you guys play?
Yeah.
Are you guys chilling?
For like personal ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have my own Spotify personal playlist.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like, do you guys ever do that? Like, if you're kind of getting ready for a new comeback, or let's say you're trying to write a song, you kind of want to get into that certain vibe, so you find like the similar songs and just continuously listen. No, it's just me.
I think a lot of writers do that.
Yeah,
for references, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't
yeah.
listen to music usually.
Oh,
yeah. Like I don't listen to music unless like a major artist released something.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like Justin Bieber, I'll go listen. Yeah. Ariana Grande released the album.
You don't,
like, I'll go
you don't dig. You mean right?
Yeah. I don't like.
Don't
I feel like a lot
music.
Of people do though.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Dude, my top lines always get screened if I do that. They're like, "Yo, this is from the latest album that you probably heard." And I'm like, "Damn, you're right. It's there." And I have to rewrite the song.
Yeah, but that's something I always wanted to talk about. Like top lining. Like there's no way you can really avoid. Like it's gonna be out there somewhere, man. Like think about all these songs that has been put out over the years and years and years, right?
True.
So yeah, I don't really try and like care. I try not to care about that stuff.
You've never been screened before?
No.
To, like, rewrite it?
No.
Really, dude?
Because it's like you know. Oh, like I do it to myself. I don't let people do it.
Right.
So
oh,
like
okay.
I catch myself. You know what I mean? I catch myself making a mistake and be like, oh wait, this sounds like this. I can't do this. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to fix it. Hold up. And then I fix it.
No, I always have that problem though. I'm like, wait, this sounds like this, but I'm not sure. Wait, do you know what this is? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you know what this is? And they're like, no. And I'm like, all right, let's go with it. And then later, Someone somewhere down the line, they're like, it sounds like this. Rewrite it. I'm like, I hate rewriting songs.
Everyone in the room is like, no, dude, this is super original. Uh-huh. And then you like let some like random friend hear it. They're like, hey, this sounds like this.
And you're like, you're right. No. You're a liar, dude.
I messed up. Yeah, that's happened to me before.
I hate that.
Well, dang, okay.
Alexa, tell us about your first songwriting experience. What was it? I want to hear your first top line. Experience.
Oh my God. That's a good question. No, because the thing is, I think I said this last time, but when I top line, it's either I have lyrics and I want to make a melody for it, or I hear a melody and I'm like, wait, I'm going to write to this. And so like one morning I woke up and I had like these verses in my head, but I was like, wait, I don't know how to compose, but let me find a pre-made beat. I don't know how to make my own beats yet. Mm-hmm. So beats. Working on that. Mm-hmm. But
that's the wave.
And then I kept going through like two or three different things that I found. I thought I matched it with the first one. And then I was like, no, this is not the chosen one. Mm. And then I found it and then I finished writing. And it came out better than I expected. And I sent it to my friends, my parents, and my company. And they're like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Nice.
But no.
Hey, you never know. It could be your next release.
No, I doubt that. No.
I mean, like… It takes a lot, like you probably know, right? Like it takes a long time of work. Like you gotta like keep on writing.
Yeah.
And to a point where you're like a factory. Mm. That's what I did. I mean, like I tried to get my hands on any beat I can and then just write random stuff. Even if I knew that it would never release.
Facts.
You just write practice.
Because I'm practice. Opposite. Yeah. I write lyrics first. That's the thing. I have so many lyrics I've written, but I struggle to like figure out what beats would go with
but you know that's actually a really good benefit if you write lyrics first, because that means the lyrics lyrics are already done. That's I hate writing lyrics, but then
really?
for me because
you top line first, right?
You top line first.
You go ah, la, 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 and then you have to match everything because rhythm is king.
People like us who like want to get things done quick, right? Are you that type of person? You want to get the melody out first.
Okay.
But then for that's a good trait. You have a good trait. Like if you write lyrics first, then that means the melody would fit more of the lyrics, and then the melody supports the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And people love lyrics, right? True. Lyrics are important. You know, there's a… Okay, can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Real quick.
You can talk about anything you want, dude. We're on How Did I Get Here.
It is your podcast.
Anything you want, bro.
Oh, because there's a movie quote. It was… the movie's called His Melody, Her Lyrics or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Hugh Grant. I talked about it on my concert, but it's the tesa, what the lines, the script was basically like this. The melody is like the first interaction with somebody, and then the lyrics is like later on, like what's deep inside, right? So once you get to know more, like the lyrics come to you later.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy though? In Korea, I think it's the opposite. Korean people first. I think tend to listen to lyrics first, and then like the melody kind of just if it's catchy, it
crazy. Because I was just talking about that with the folks in my company too. We're just talking about lyrics, because how lyrics are so important, and me being not fluent, very fluent in Korean, that like it's hard to pronounce the Korean lyrics. And,
same.
You know, Korean listeners tend to listen to. I look at the lyrics first. And then if you can't say it properly, then it's hard for them to listen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but then this is just how I sing, yo. You know what I mean?
There's a very, very, very interesting thing about… Even like pop charts, I think. Diction is super important.
Super important, yeah.
But I hate diction, so…
But you know, that's what makes you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, like a vibe's a vibe, you know?
Vibe's a vibe. Vibes with the sparkles.
What were we talking
vibes
about
Vibes and sparkles. Playlists.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys make playlists?
I don't really listen to music.
he keeps putting it out there that he doesn't listen to music.
I'm not like the other girls. I don't listen to music. No, I mean, yeah. But it's not like… I don't do it by genre. No, by genre. By the genre, I mean sad. I have sad playlists.
You have Ijeon there, 50 Proof?
Actually, I do.
Nice.
I actually do.
It's a banger.
And it's beneficial for me in two ways. Because one… It's like when I'm sad, I just need to cry it out. It's just what I do. But also, if I'm like in a writing slump, I feel like I write the best when I'm sad.
Ooh.
So if I can get myself there,
That's a fact. Mm. That's a fact.
It is.
So like before you start like a song composition session, you're just like chilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this a countless amount of times. People are always like, you write better when you're single.
Oh, I just said sad.
Or when
but
you're heartbroken.
I mean, that works too.
That's actually facts.
That's facts. Mm. That's facts. 100% facts. And then when you like… Especially because like you start writing with like the similar people.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start repeating and going to the song camps over and over,
mm-hmm.
right? So you start meeting people even at different camps. And then you realize that they write differently when they're in different stages of their life.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to be successful, you want to be single and heartbroken all the time.
Yeah.
Live that life.
Yeah.
It's facts. Facts though. No, that's for real.
Vibes.
Break your heart.
Yeah.
Break your own heart.
There you go, Vivian. Did we answer your question?
Hopefully.
Oh, I thought you were talking to your ex or something. I was like, who's Vivian?
No,
man, I just said her name. I just said her name.
Okay, Ben.
Okay.
Wrap it up for us, Luxa.
All right. Yes. So hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you send us questions to hashtag Hooding and let us know what the next big topic should be on our next episode. Yeah, please give us suggestions. We appreciate them. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, youtube.com/Dive Studios or /Dive Pods for full length episodes. Also, we do have a TikTok at The Dive Studios. Check us out. We got fun content on there. Also, don't forget to subscribe and to review the podcast. We'd appreciate it a lot. See you guys in the next episode. Thank you for coming, Junie.
Thank you guys for having me.
Word. Yeah.
See you.
Bye. Musical God.
Oh my God.
How did I get here? With Jay.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.